Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report, sponsored by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Not only will you find paddle sports equipment and kayaks, but also some of the latest fishing tackle used for the local area. Also, they're a fly shop specialist and actually offer fly tying and fly fishing classes. You can check with Justin and get some dates on those. Also got some really sharp-looking apparel in the store. Free parking, great location, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. It's No Wake Outfitters. Joining us now is Lance Burgess. And, Lance, thanks for joining us. What's going on? Isn't the championship this weekend?
No, Don. Hey, good morning. Next weekend will be the Bayou Coast Championship, a culmination of their series throughout the year. So if you were a competitive guy and you qualified in any of the five tournaments that the Bayou Coast produced this year, you will. Everybody's focused on Cocodrie next weekend. It'll be a shotgun start out of Cocodrie for the championship and the belt.
How many contestants are expected in that qualified?
I was looking at the leaderboard this morning, and it looks like we got just over 40 competitors that are qualified for the tournament. So I'm sure everyone will pay their dues and take their shot at the belt.
That sounds great. Going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully this good weather will continue. Did you hear about that accident, that fatality up on Toledo Bend during that Bassmaster kayak tournament going on up there?
I did. And what a tragedy. I did not get and see any reports. Our good friend Chris Holmes did post something about that. I was actually reading about that a little bit this morning, and you know, certainly prayers and condolences go out to that young man's family, and just a tragedy and another, hopefully not another case of a missing PFD.
Yeah, well, and this is unconfirmed, but I heard a report that they found the PFD was still in the kayak, and he went out of it, either fell out of it. I think the weather got a little rough up there. I'm not sure all the details, but, you know, in a kayak, you got to keep that PFD on.
Yeah, you do. I know. I've seen some pictures of the young man, and I noticed there weren't some fish picks. There was not a PFD on, and you know, that's something we as ambassadors for the sport promote. Anytime I take someone new, it just doesn't matter. Everyone has to wear a PFD.
Lance, what can you tell folks that are looking to paddle with these conditions we got? We're going to have a little bit of a north wind for this weekend and some nice mild temperatures. Is it going to change much in your areas that you want to fish or your techniques?
Yeah, it does. You know, Don, I mean, this is really one of the best times of the year, right? I mean, it's been a long, hot summer. Probably the first summer I let the heat keep me off the water a little bit more than I wanted to be. And so we're into the fall pattern, and I mean, the temperature just makes it just so inviting to be out there and enjoying, you know, that you know, the temperatures and conditions. A little north wind's not a bad thing. And for us kayakers with the range that we have in our boats, it's time to start looking at, you know, I love Catfish Lake this time of year, Highway 1, Highway 23, all the usual, you know, roads to fish, but I'm not quite ready to start dialing down some of my tackle. The fish are still kind of getting frisky now, right? The heat's gone and the cool temperatures will set in. But, you know, in about a month or two, I'll probably dial down some of my leaders. You do kind of shrink, you know, go to some smaller bait sometimes that works because the fish are getting into their preparation for the winter pattern. And it's just a wonderful time just to be on the water. The temperature just makes it so much more hospitable, let's say.
Absolutely. Cocodrie, that's where the championship's going to be held. What advice would you give people fishing it? What tactics would you use? How's Cocodrie going to be next week?
Great question. You know, all eyes on Cocodrie for the competitors. I was fortunate enough to earn a wild card spot, so I will compete next weekend. And, you know, there's a ban on fishing. The Bayou Coast does a two-week ban, so no one can camp out and pre-fish the area this weekend. I think that ban started on September 22nd. So everybody will have a fair shot on the Friday before the tournament to kind of spread out and go look around. Historically, what I've known about Cocodrie, great red fishing. I was really pleased with the Redfish Rumble results from 2 weeks ago. The last qualifier, a lot of good bags came in, a lot of good redfish in the marshes. Not so sure about the trout fishing. You know, this championship is going to require all of our skill. We got to look for two redfish, three trout, and a kicker flounder. The heaviest bag with all six of those fish will take home the title. So, you know, Cocodrie is a wonderful area. I've fished it before. Not a place that I focus on this time of year, but that's where a lot of us will be looking to score big next weekend. But certainly, definitely east, west, or south of Cocodrie, you know, there's plenty of water, there's plenty of marsh, and now that we got a little bit of cool front, I kind of expect the trout bite to pick up a little bit more than it's been and hopefully complement the great red fishing that we've seen the last few weeks.
Yeah, that flounder's going to be a key fish. That's going to be the kicker to get you over the top. You know, I like the way the tournament's set up, and also with the two-week ban where it doesn't allow people who have the time to get out there and pre-fish, and, you know, somebody that doesn't have the time and only going to be able to show up for the day of the tournament would be at a big disadvantage. What about intel? Is that allowed? Can you get people who are fishing there, give you some info, or is that also banned?
Yeah, you know, not as serious as the Redfish Tour on the boat side where, you know, you can't talk about fishing. So certainly intel is being shared. How much of that is quality intel or smokescreen intel is yet to be determined. But I've certainly talked to a few friends and, you know, folks who fish that area. And maybe owe Captain Martha Spencer a phone call because I know she's out of Cocodrie these days too.
Yeah. Well, good deal. It's a great time. Should be a lot of fun. And hopefully the weather will hold up. And we'll get a report on it when it's over. Well, Lance, thanks so much for the info. Good luck on it. Hope you can catch those six fish and get the belt.
It'd be great. Just a great time of year. And, you know, for all those kayak anglers out there, get those boats out and get on the water. It's time to go catch some fish. It's going to feel great, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you going to be back in time to catch the ball game, right?
That's the plan. That is the plan.
get her done early. Thanks, Lance. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time.
You bet. Thanks, Don.
All right, there he goes. Lance Burgess, one of our field reporters for the kayak and the paddlers report. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. We've got three of them. We'll tell you their story right after we pause for this commercial break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.